What's going on, fam, and welcome back to the Alex Duanez podcast with the Alex Duanez, where we talk about real shit. And today we're talking about the things that cannot be taken away from us and the most important things we must develop. You see, they can take your house, they can take your kids, they can take your car, they can take your clothes. Fight them before they take your clothes, though. But in all realness, they can't take who you've become. You see, there are qualities of yourself that we develop on a daily basis. Your resilience, your consistency, your discipline, your dedication, your commitments, your values. And so, if I were to lose a lot of my things that I have right now, I'd still wake up at 3. I would still do my workouts. Shit, I've lost everything before. I've lost everything. I drove to California with a dream of becoming a great bodybuilder, only to realize that when I was over there, I went broke because I played too many fucking video games. And because I played too many fucking video games, I moved back. I ended up staying at my friend's house. I had no car. I had no fucking money in my bank account. Maybe I lied. I had like $300, $400. But that's nothing. Nothing, all right? $300, $400 in my bank account. And I had no job. Nothing. Everything was taken away from me. I lost. No one took it from me. But what did I still do? I was in a position where I still knew how to train. I was still disciplined. I knew how to eat. And luck, not only say lucky for me, but the situation I was in, my buddy was not in the best shape. And my buddy gave me an opportunity. He's like, bro, like if you get me in shape, like I'll buy the food for us and you can just stay with me. I apologize for the fucking speed racers that are up right now at motherfucking goddamn 6:50 in the morning. And but he saw the value that he wanted was the discipline, the confidence, the self-esteem that I had from the workouts, from the consistency in my gym, right, in working out. And so we traded pretty much. You know, he legitimately fed me, housed me, but I was changing his life. I was creating a better positive force for life. I had value even when I didn't have anything. I didn't have no money to offer him. I had nothing, but my respect and self-worth was there. He saw the value of being in shape again. He saw the value of thinking positive, because I was still positive. Even in my time where I had nothing. Nothing. I was 21 years old, no car, no money, no job, and just my attitude of like, I'm going to make this work somehow, you know, not even a fucking bed. It took me like 3-4 days or a week to get a bed. But that's it. I told you, I lost everything. Didn't have it. But I still had my characteristics. It was like, I was willing to wake up early. I was willing to hit the gym. I was willing to eat the way I eat. I was willing to stay from the alcohol. I still didn't drink. The funny part is this, when I moved in with him, it was like the first week. It was like a Friday night. He's like, hey, me and my buddies are going to go to this bar. You want to come? I'm like, sure, I'll come. Like, whatever. Like, I won't drink. And I get there, and his buddy's out of shape. His other buddy's skinny as shit. And they're, like, becoming, like, neural. They're becoming, like, bioengineers. Or not even engineers. Bio something. Something to do with the war, army, like that. Whatever. And they're, like, going to $250,000 in debt. Out of shape. So we're at this bar, and they're all drinking beer. And I look at Chris, because he used to be really good shape. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing drinking beer? What the fuck are we doing here just sitting at a table drinking? I was drinking water. I'm like, this is what you guys call fun? We're not even talking to girls? I'm like, this is bullshit. And so that's when that night we had a whole dispute and things like that. And that's where everything started changing. Like, let's fucking get to training. And so you as a person, understand, developing your characteristics in times of adversity is what you're going to be most proud of. That's what you take into when you walk into a room. You understand, your characteristics, the character you build on a daily basis is what you take into a room when you walk into a place full of people. It's when you walk, like, that's why I can walk into a place and feel confident in myself. I don't give a fuck who's in that room. Like, I walk in there proud. I'm not shy. I don't get social anxiety. I was telling some people on my TikTok, asking, Alex, the social anxiety. I'm like, you get social anxiety because, motherfucker, you don't like the way, you don't like who you are. You're not proud of who you are. And so, in a sense, if people really find out who you are and what you do on a daily basis, you're going to be fucking ashamed. You're going to feel guilty of the things you do, whether it's eat like shit, jerk off, watch, all you do, scroll through TikTok for hours. All you do is fucking procrastinate. You don't really like your job. You lie or you cheat. All these things are really just a representation of who you are. And the last thing you want is to somebody see that. So if you do things on a daily basis that don't make you proud, don't make you happy of who you are, you're going to feel anxious when you're around a lot of people because you're like, God damn, what if they find out? What if they can see right through me? What if they know I do all this stuff that makes you like SpongeBob? You see what I'm saying? And so on a daily basis, if you develop these characteristics that cannot be taken away, your discipline, your choices, making better choices, you will develop somebody that's worth more opportunities, somebody that's worth more options, more. You will aim higher. You'll have more courage. I want you to think about something that you really want at this moment in your life. For one point at the end of last year, I just want my business to be better. I just want my business to be better. And I hired a company and I took a chance. I took a risk. But the reason I took this big risk, financial risk, investing into them, was because I spent the last year working on my self-esteem, working on my consistency, my commitments, my 3 a.m. wake-up time. So you see, when you put in the work, you have more belief in yourself. Work creates belief. More belief creates more courage. You see, when you start to stack wins, I talk about this in my program. When you go from trying to lose weight over and over and over and over again and you can't succeed, you start to not believe that it's ever going to work. And so when you have this belief that losing weight, getting in shape is never going to work, every time you try to do it, you're never going to go 100%. You're only going to go 50%, knowing that in the back of your mind, it didn't work last time. What's so different about this time, right? And so in my program, what I do, I have a pillar called the Lions Hearts Program, Stacking Wins Protocol. The goal is to help you stack wins. The goal is to help you put enough effort into working out that you get a better prize than the amount of effort that you're putting in. Meaning, you work out. So I start off, many people, depending on where you're at, sometimes working out 7 days a week, sometimes only 15, 20 minutes. But if you get a 15, 20 minute workout, you get a good high, you feel like you win, right? But if you go to the gym 3 days a week for an hour and you go in there, you're putting all this effort, time and into it, and you're not getting something you want, damn, you're going to quit. It's just the psychology of the mind. Like, it's putting too much in and not getting enough out. Eventually it's just going to quit. So understand that on a daily basis, if you learn to stack these wins and develop a better sense of belief in yourself, you're going to take more action. And these are the type of things that nobody can take away from you. Nobody can take away the amount of work that you can put in to anything, whatever that might be. And when you allow yourself to build that kind of self-worth, to build that kind of self-esteem, you will allow yourself to aim higher, work with relationships, with the way you look, with the way you feel. It's all about how you feel at the end of the day, you know? And you can decide how you want to feel by doing certain things that make you feel better about who you are. When you feel better about who you are, you'll give yourself the permission to deserve more with your life. The only reason you have what you have is because you don't feel like you deserve more. And you can't go in the mirror and scream to yourself, you deserve more, you deserve better. You have to prove it to yourself with action. You have to prove it to yourself with results. Get out there, hit that floor, make better decisions with your meals. And if you need coaching, hit me up. If you're struggling to make the better decision, if you're struggling to be more positive, you're struggling to stay consistent and be disciplined, you need to be issue disciplined, hit me up on Instagram, the Alex Duenas, and let's get you on a fucking program and stack some fucking wins. All right? Happy fucking money. Let's get after it.